Good evening, everyone. Thank you very much for having me here on stage. I'd like to tell a quick holiday story, thanks to a very special person I'm here with this evening, Miss Larissa Heckler. Beautiful redhead over here in the corner. I've known Larissa about 8 years, and she has really changed my attitude about family and what family means and the importance of family. My family was a bit broken at the time when she welcomed me into her home, and her mother had this beautiful sort of gingerbread house in Toms River, New Jersey. And she has beautiful plywood gingerbread men lining the street. And it was kind of Lynn, her mother, her name's Lynn. Her house was kind of the island of misfit toys of Christmas Eve, if you will. You know, the water gun that squirts jelly was Claire, the misplaced woman who slept in the bedroom next door. And I remember we went out in Seaside Heights. Everyone, can we not have an applause for Seaside Heights at all? Thank you. We're not all like that. But I remember we went out in Seaside Heights one night, and we had this awesome cab driver, and we invited him to Christmas, and sure enough, who showed up? This was in August. He's driving us around to the bars in Seaside Heights and back to Toms River, New Jersey. And her mother, in their sweet Midwestern Buffalo accent, "Oh, you should come over for Christmas, you know? It'll be great. Just come on by. You'll be our special guest, our mystery guest, you know?" So, you know, Mr. Cab Driver shows up on Christmas Eve, and we have a good old time. And basically, since we were all so misplaced, and, you know, her parents are divorced, my parents are going through a divorce, but it was a beautiful place full of beautiful people. Strangers got together. Booze flowed, I guess, like booze does, I guess. And, you know, so by the end of the night, we're all very, very tipsy, and we would open our presents on Christmas Eve, which was not a tradition. In my house, it was always Christmas morning. Christmas Eve was for being solemn and wondering, you know, what was wrong with your family while trying to sneak Bailey's away from my father. But so we get together and we would open presents on Christmas Eve. And I remember we were together. We got a bunch of scarves and hats and mittens and whatnot. And we're both draped in these mittens and these scarves. And we're glazed over, glassy-eyed, drunken at 3 in the morning. You know, we've been playing the karaoke machine on the piano all night and the whole nine. And I remember we just were like locked in looking at each other and you know, had a beautiful kiss, I'm sure, but decided this would be a great time to see what dog biscuits tasted like. Because, well, you know, dogs are very big in her family, and her sister has a schnoodle, which for you lay folk is a schnauzer poodle mixture. So he got, you know, a slew of various dog treats and collars and socks and sweaters and hats and mittens and everything else. So we're in an embrace, and we're so happy, and we have a sweater tied around our head in, like, full toothache style, you know? And you know what I mean, right? Is that a visual image with the toothache? So I know we're on radio. But so we lock in, and we look at each other, and we cross arms as if to, you know, share a toast and place a delicious bite of dog biscuit in each other's mouth and, you know, probably pass that on the couch in a pile of, you know, Christmas warmth and doggy goodness. So that's my story. If you ever get a chance, come by 119 Walnut Street, Toms River, New Jersey on Christmas Eve. It's a beautiful place. Thank you very much.
Joshua Tornabene.